This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. A controversial rule change in a crucial battleground state. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Just more than 6 weeks until Election Day, three Republicans who hold a majority on the board voted to change the rules for handling ballots, requiring poll workers at each precinct in Georgia's 159 counties to conduct a hand count of all the ballots on election night, in addition to the traditional machine count. All the top Republicans in the state, including the governor, have criticized the board's actions, accusing them of exceeding their authority and making 11th-hour changes. Trump, meanwhile, has lauded and thanked the board members for considering new rules.
They're on fire. They're doing a great job. Three members.
CBS's Natalie Brandt has more from the campaign trail.
Vice President Kamala Harris rallied in Wisconsin Friday night, her fourth visit to the battleground state since launching her White House bid this summer.
Your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power.
In-person voting kicked off in Virginia, where enthusiastic early voters couldn't wait to cast their ballots.
Our democracy, I feel, is at stake.
In South Dakota and Minnesota, early voters can drop off their absentee ballots in person.
President Biden is hosting the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend.
The fourth annual Quad Summit is taking place in the president's hometown.
And he's very excited about that, about showing them a place in a community that shaped so much of the public servant and the leader that he became.
But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says this summit is about so much more than that.
Priorities such as health security, natural disaster response, maritime security, quality infrastructure, critical and emerging technologies, climate and clean energy, and cybersecurity.
And tensions in the Taiwan Strait. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Tensions escalating further in the Middle East, with Israel claiming to have killed a top Hezbollah leader. The U.S. is blamed for the Beirut embassy and Marine barracks bombings of 1983. The BBC's Daniel DeSimone is in the Lebanese capital.
The Israeli military has said that when it carried out this airstrike, Ibrahim Akil and other senior Hezbollah commanders were meeting to plot attacks on Israeli citizens, particularly in the north of the country.
Israel is now focusing more military power on Lebanon, looking to push Hezbollah back from the border with northern Israel. In Portugal, more than 5,000 firefighters have been mobilized to battle wildfires that have killed at least seven people and injured 50 in recent weeks. But elsewhere in Europe, a woman's winch to safety in a helicopter as floodwaters race past her balcony. Terrible flooding in Central Europe. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's DWI and there's DWS.
The latest research study shows that driving while stoned accounted for an extra 1,400 traffic deaths in the U.S. every year. In two states, the numbers are particularly concerning. More than a third of all car crashes in Connecticut involve DWS, and a quarter of those in New Jersey as well. And then there's another complication, and it deals with simple possession. If you're driving between a state that has legalized marijuana and one that hasn't, you run an additional risk of being arrested for just possessing the drug. Peter Greenberg, CBS News.
And finally, Travis King, the U.S. soldier who tried to defect to North Korea last year, has been sentenced to 1 year and dishonorably discharged from the U.S. military. With time already served, the 24-year-old Army private walked free, physically anyway. His lawyer says he'll have to live with public revulsion at what he did for the rest of his life. I'm Vicki Barker. CBS.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs near 80 degrees. That'll be our last 80-degree temperature reading for quite some time. Lows around 66 tonight with showers and storms. 73 and stormy for Sunday. Monday, some showers with a high around 68. 69 Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around. Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Suspicious mind. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. Ontario Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Shortly after taking office, Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen directed state election officials to invalidate voter registrations of immigrants who had been issued a permanent resident or green card by the U.S. government. In his zeal to root out non-citizens, he apparently invalidated eligible U.S. naturalized citizens as well. Despite no evidence of widespread illegal voting by non-citizens in Alabama, Allen directed the removal of residents who had a federal non-citizen identification number from the state's voter rolls. The state purged 3,251 people in August, after which Allen said in a statement, "I have been clear that I will not tolerate the participation of non-citizens in our elections." The Alabama Reflector reports that a lawsuit was filed September 13th by democracy groups and four naturalized citizens who at one time held a green card and a non-citizen identification number and were swept up in Allen's, quote, purge program. The complaint alleges that it violates the First and 14th Amendments, the Voting Rights Act, and the National Voter Registration Act, and asks the court to strike the program down. It also alleges that the announcement and notification of voters violated the VRA's prohibition of, quote, attempting to intimidate, threaten, or coerce any person for voting or attempting to vote. No hearing has yet been scheduled. We've linked the complaint at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms. Rescue me, I want your tender charm, 'cause I'm lonely and I'm blue.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage of home. History has turned a page of home. The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness ever tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much
you have to learn.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
what's breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. After Trump loyalists on Georgia's election board vote to require that all that battleground state's ballots be hand-counted come election day.
It makes me question whether members of this board are operating in good faith.
Syra Draper, a Democratic state representative, top Georgia Republicans have also criticized the move, which will cost millions and delay tabulation of the election result by days or even weeks. It's been 2 months to the day since Joe Biden stepped out of the presidential race. By coincidence, First Lady Jill Biden has hosted the cast of The West Wing in the White House Rose Garden, marking the show's 25th anniversary. Its creator, Aaron